on WYPR in Baltimore is Out of the Blocks.
From the minds of Aaron Hinken and Wendell Patrick.
One Hour Radio, one city block, everybody's story.
This is 2100 East Miami Street.
Sweetie, come on, take a look, sweetheart. Shade, $5.
I'm Papa. We're on the corner of Monument and Colleton.
I got some nice shades that fit you.
I'm a salesman. I sell body oils, incense, socks.
Socks out. Hello, ladies.
Basically, the people come past me to get to the market. When they leave out the market, they come past me, they purchase something and keep going. So it's just convenience for me to make a couple dollars. The honest way.
Put a smile on that pretty face. There you go. I got shades.
My early years, well, I've done a lot of things that I shouldn't have done, but I changed my life around. And for the last 30 years, I've been okay.
Hi, pretty.
Hi.
Don't you lose all that money in your pocketbook.
I know.
Peace be unto you and everybody.
My name is Abdullah Rahim. We own the 2100 block of Miami and College. At the age of like 16, caught my murder charge, right? My sentence was, when I got the time, first they offered me 80, got it down to 25, gave the 25 back, but 10, right? I did 7 years off the 10 and came home.
You got put away on a murder charge at age 16?
Yeah, I shot somebody in his head, right? He disrespected my mother. He called her a bee and he spit on her. So what I did was, he went to go buy me a pistol. And walked up on him, tapped him on his shoulder. When he turned around, shot him in his head, and then walked off. So I asked Allah for forgiveness for all the bad sins I committed. But now it's time for me to change because I'm 36. I'm home free now. I've been home 14 months.
My name is Troy Cook. I work at Hopkins Carryout. We do cheesesteaks. We've been doing cheesesteaks for over 40 years here. Hey, Zach, what's the street address here?
2119 East Monomo Street. My name is Zach.
Where are you from, Zach?
Greece.
It's just like a dad to me, really. You know, he's always been that way.
What kind of person is Troy? Tell me what he's like.
Oh, no, I don't want to say. I don't want to say here.
I grew up right here in East Baltimore. Actually, I used to live a couple blocks up the street. I met my wife here 22 years ago. Actually, Zach asked her, can I help you? And she said, no, I want him to help me. From then on, man, that was it, man. You know, I went and seen her one time and never left since.
We're at the corner of Collington Avenue and Monument Street. And my name is Carlene with a K, L. Morzinski. I'm 72.
This is a great stoop for sitting on and watching the world go by, huh?
Yes, yeah. Just look at the sky. Yeah, it's peaceful and quiet, usually. But there's a lot of bad people in this neighborhood, so going there smoking the dope. I guess it's how the people bring their children up. And then those children bring their children up. Like the little boy next door, he likes pounding my front windows here. There's four windows. One of these days, he's going to break the windows and he's going to have to pay for them. Here he comes now. Hello, Michael.
Hey.
How you doing?
Ooh,
you got a couple more days of school, don't you? Then you're all done.
Yeah.
Then you're all done till next year, right? Yeah.
This is Dewan, a.k.a. Smoking. We're doing it all document on Miami Street. Right now, my record messed up, and I'm trying to get that expunged and live another better life.
Tell me a little bit more about the record that you're looking to get expunged. Like, what are you trying to put behind you?
Burglary charge and a assault charge. My record is just too heavy, and I'm trying to get my personal stuff, which is my Social Security and my ID, so I could try to get a job and still keep my check. What I mean is I get disability, I get SSI. They saying that there's something wrong with my head. I don't know what's that, but my circumstance is I think smart, and I'm smart, and I know it, but I don't put it out there like that.
Hi, my name is Chantel Williams, 2100 block of East Monument Street.
I just buried my 24-year-old son. He passed away on May the 3rd due to opiate overdose. And my nephew passed away 2 days ago due to the same thing, a drug overdose due to opiates. It's been heavy on my heart to inform the public about these overdoses, and possibly the main reason why they're happening is a new drug out called W-18. The people thinking they taking Percocets or, you know, using a normal heroin or Molly's, and it has this W-18 in there. It's said to be 10,000 times stronger than heroin. And I've done some research about it, and then I noticed that they're offering this naloxone pen to reverse an opioid overdose. And I've done research. Fentanyl has been on the streets for years. Heroin has been on the streets. So why now are they offering this? Because it's a new drug that's out here that they're not informing people about.
This antidote to the opiates, naloxone, it's available to the public.
It's available to the public. You can call a number. You can take a class to be trained on how to use it. If you know anyone in your family, your friends, your neighbors are using any type of opiates, whether it's a Percocet, whether it's heroin, whatever it may be. The website is called don'tdie.org. No mother on earth should have to go through what I'm going through right now. That was my first child. Like, my strength is gone. My circle is broken, and I don't want anybody else to go through this if it can be prevented.
If you are just tuning in, you are on 2100 East Monument Street. It's out of the blocks.
1 hour of radio, one city block, everybody's story.
What color?
I'll try that.
The pink glitter?
Like this one?
Yeah.
Every time when you got a manicure or pedicure done, after that you feel, you know, different. You feel clean. Yeah, happy with that.
Peter Lee, Vivid Nail, 2126 East Monument Street, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm from Vietnam. I come to U.S. 1991. I went here when I'm 23 years old. My father is he like American soldier. He went to Vietnam War, and then U.S. government, they have the option for the family of the American soldier, we can come back home. So that's why I followed them.
So your dad was a U.S. soldier in Vietnam. Is that what you're saying?
That correct, sir.
Were your mom and dad together when you were growing up, or help me understand how your parents worked out?
When my mom got me, I was just almost 1 year old, and she passed away. So I lived with my grandmom, with my aunt, my uncle. Yeah.
What do you know about your mom? You don't have any memories of her, obviously.
Not at all. I just have to see her by the picture.
Are you close to your dad?
No, I don't know my dad at all. Because after my mom passed away and my dad, they have to go back, you know, to United States. So we don't know each other.
Are you still curious about who your dad is? Would you like to meet him someday?
When I'm younger, I have to think about that. But, you know, now it's 40-some years ago, so I'm fine. So.
If you ever did meet your dad, what would you say to him?
I just want to ask, you know, why he leave me alone like that?
I have most of famous honey barbecue wings.
Rotisserie chicken,
turkey,
teriyaki wing,
turkey wing,
fried chicken,
smoked turkey,
chicken breast laying quarter,
spicy chicken, bourbon chicken,
turkey wings.
Okay, my name is Jessie Lee. My business name is Bell Brothers. I'm from Korea, and I've been here this business 12 years.
My name is Robert Han, H-A-N.
and Jamie's Rap. I'm a Korean-American. I came here with my parents in 1975.
Sarah Kim, Monument Poultry. This is my mom. We get on each other's nerves. We fight. She nags most of the time.
그리고 이제 또 뭐 말하라고.
What else do you need? What else do you want?
My name is Santos Salgado from El Salvador.
My name is Johnny, South Korea. Did you say the name? Bullseye. Bullseye.
So, yeah, 10 years together. Yeah, 10 years together.
Nice guy, so, you know.
Santos, has Johnny taught you Korean?
Yes.
And Johnny, do you understand Spanish?
Oh, yeah, Spanish, you know, yeah. Mucho trabajo, yeah. Nice guy. Amigo, amigo.
On a good day, we do anywhere from 75 to 100 pounds of ground turkey a day.
We are like Italian cold cut and a turkey.
Panini.
Baltimore roast beef.
Reuben.
Pepper jack, provolone.
Club sandwich.
Swiss cheese.
Turkey burgers and hamburgers.
Pickles and sweet corn.
And drink. My name is Juana Reyes. University Deli.
Harris Deli. Ho, Hwang. I'm from Korea.
My name is Seung Chae Lee from the Korea. My business name is Jawa Market.
My name is Min Kim, Fresh Roast Market. You know, it's not like your everyday carry out or restaurant. You know, we're in the inner city dealing with a lot of different, you know, varieties of people, starting from doctors, from Johns Hopkins to, you know, just people that live down in Baltimore City all their lives.
We have collard greens, macaroni and cheese, sweet potato, potato salad.
Sugar pretzels, raisin pretzels. We got our fresh squeezed lemonades.
Chicken bulgogi and pork bulgogi and beef bulgogi and kimchi.
Tacos, sour cream, cheese, lettuce, tomatoes. You want a hot sauce?
We have 1 to 54 different kind of smoothie. It's a real fresh fruit.
Okay, my name is Dong Park, smoothie place.
My name is Jose, I'm from Mexico. I'm working here in the Preso's town for like 6-7 years already.
My name is Ruth Zhou, OK, Oriental. I'm working 20 years in this market.
Naomi Gomez, it's a home barbecue and fish. Very busy, yes.
Let me get the macaroni and what's the greens here?
Collard greens?
Collard greens, yeah.
We have pork, beef, lamb, veal, pig's feet, hog maws, chitlins. Richard Kowaleski, Fellner Meats. We're in Northeast Market, 2101 East Monument Street.
I can't help but notice that one of your index fingers is slightly longer than the other one. There must be a story that goes with that.
I did that on the bandsaw up here, cutting pork chops, and it was really cold, and my hand slipped, took a little bit off. Patched it up, went to the hospital, got a couple stitches, and come back to work. I just turned 63. I plan on working probably 5 more years. I still have I got 3 sons. One's in second year in Virginia Tech. The middle one just graduated from Boys Latin. He's going to University of Maryland next year. And then I got a 10th grader in Gilman. So you see where all my money goes, tuitions. My oldest son, when he was at Boys Latin, his grades started to slip. So I said, look, you know, if you're not gonna do well in school, I says, you know, I brought him down here at work. 5 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, and he worked all day. I had him wash dishes, slice bacon, sweep the floor, mop, everything. So I said, look, one day it's all be yours. I said, we work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and guess what? We're off Sunday. We can go to church. And then he said, Dad, I don't know how to tell you this, but I don't want to do this. I said, you got one way out, and it's his books. Next semester, he had honor roll. Alberto just started here. He's from El Salvador. He's bringing his wife and daughter over. He's learning to speak English. Right now he's cutting bacon, washing, sweeping the floor. But as soon as he learns English well enough, he'll go to the counter. He'll make more money, and I'll get somebody else to do what he's doing. The next guy is Eder. He's from Ecuador. He's been with me probably 10 years.
Yes, my name is Eder, and I'm from Ecuador.
Alberto is El Salvador. Sacar adelante mi familia y luchar por lo que quiero, que lo que siempre he soñado es una casa, que mi familia en El Salvador esté bien y pues seguir luchando en la vida porque vengo de sufrir y quiero ser alguien en la vida importante en mi país.
He said he wants to take care of his family and his dreamers is like get a house and car and then he want to be like take care always the families and here in the country.
We sell barbecue, we sell pit beef, we sell racks of ribs, we sell quarter leg chicken, dogs, sausages, burgers. Man, you name it, barbecue is our game, man. Come on down and get it. My name is Kevin Baines, Heavenly Sweet Grill. We've been here for about 2 days. This is like an opening for us. And man, what we do, man, is we give out testers, man, and just invite everybody over to love. Our biggest motto here is love. I was an electrician by trade. Went outside and some wiring up someone's house. Went out in the back and saw a hot dog cart. I said there'd be a nice way to make some extra money. Didn't know it was gonna lead me right here, man. God is amazing, man.
Scooping ice, putting it on the fish to keep the fish fresh and cold. We have lake trout, porgies, rockfish, tilapia, steakfish, shrimp. Tiffany Lee, Jackpot Seafood, 2101 East Monument Street. My parents immigrated 43 years ago from Korea to the States. We actually came to Baltimore. They started selling seafood out of a truck, crabs and fresh fish out of coolers. They did really well, and so they opened up a storefront. Cut it open and then rinse it off again. Yes, it is a very physically taxing job. So that's why actually my father is gonna retire soon because he's older and his body cannot handle it as much. This was a surprise because I actually worked in New York in the fashion industry before I got here. So I moved down here to help them out for 6 months, and 6 months has turned into 7 years.
You're tuned to Out of the Block.
2100 East Miami Street.
1 hour of radio, one city block.
Everybody's story.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch the dial.
Don't touch that dial. It's Out of the Blocks.
2100 East Monument Street.
From Aaron Enkin and Wendell Patrick.
1 hour of radio, one city block. Everybody's story.
Everybody's story.
Kale, collards, turnip, grape, mustard, spinach, watermelons with seeds, watermelons without seeds, turnips, rutabaga, sweet potatoes, romaine lettuce, fresh from the farm, leaf lettuce, fresh from the farm. I'm Diane Richardson from Richardson Farms. We're inside Northeast Market. Our headquarters is in a farm in White Marsh. That's been part of my life, my whole life. Our family started in 1930. I am fourth generation. I kind of inherited it with my father. And that's a tough man's shoes to step into. But he taught us how to work.
My name is Haesun Yu. My store name is Soho Teriyaki. That's why main menu is the Korean food or Chinese food all mixed together. I have been here, this year is 10 years. Yeah, before I work at the bank. But this food, the make food, very working is very hard. Every morning when I wake up, please, I don't want to no more. I'm so tired. But I believe me. I can do it. And then right now, I don't know, almost 10 years is so fast. Looks like yesterday. Yeah.
I'm Stephanie Adolf, working at Don Sticky Bun Bakery on 2100 Monument Street. We make a lot of like birthday cakes and cookies, like from Snickerdoodle to Buttercrunch to Oatmeal Raisin, even Sticky Buns and Apple Turnovers. This actually was operated by my mom for like the past 10 years after someone passed it on to her. She's showed my brother how to measure and weigh the cake. She showed my older sister how to decorate the cakes and pretty much showed us how we're to operate the counters. There was a little minor issue with her health. So the doctor ordered her to just like stay home and try to get some rest. So she left it with us. So far, we've been doing good trying to keep the business steady. Right, so two butter crunch and what else?
And four the chocolate chip, my walnut. Thank you.
My name is Kid, and the business is Forever Wireless. 2101 East Monument Street. We repair phones. We sell cases, we sell earphones, Bluetooth, LG tones, wireless earbuds. I've been doing this for so long, I can tell when somebody want to buy a phone, I can tell when somebody bluffing, I can tell when they just want to ask questions because they want to be in my face. I can tell, body language tells everything.
Well, what did you think when I first bought up here?
I didn't think we was buying a phone.
But what did you think then? My name's Jonathan, and that's a childhood friend of mine.
He was always too old for me. My mother told me I couldn't talk to him.
You're talking to him today, though.
Because I'm older. She can't tell me nothing.
I'm trying to think how we met.
I saw him one day, and he always was talking to me, but I ain't going to talk to him too much because my mother saw me talking to him one day. She said he was too old.
Like I said, you know, nothing really came about it, so she didn't want on my mind, and I wasn't on hers, so... Moved on, grew up. And then just so happened, just one day I'm walking through the market and something told me I just looked. And we locked eyes and then, you know, I stopped and then I came back. And, you know, I gave her a hug and then we talked and we've been talking ever since. What really just struck me about her, saying her again, is just that she's just naturally pretty.
Is there a chance that you guys might have a future together that you missed the chance on before when you were kids?
I don't know. I'm older now. I've been through different things in life now, so I really don't know.
Michael Fellner, Michael's Pizza and Subs, 2101 East Monument Street. We have homemade pasta, we have fresh cut steak subs, fresh made pizza. We make our own dough. Make our own sauce, grate our own cheese. Everything's fresh made in the store. My dad, he owned a meat shop in here called Fellner Meats. I think he was in business for over 30 years. I grew up working for him in the market when I was 11 years old. There was no heat, no air conditioning in the market. You know, if it's 25 outside, it was 25 in here, and people would want this liver, and the liver was half frozen, and you're dipping your hand in the case and grabbing the liver and push it in the bag and just feeling like your hands are just gonna fall off, they're so cold.
Hi, Kelly Wangara, Michael's Pizzas and Subs. Just getting up every morning is a blessing. 2 years ago I had I thought it was an indigestion. I had I was at work and I was feeling a little, you know, just different pains and stuff. I don't know if I experienced it here or not, but I was just drinking like Sprite and stuff like that, taking Xanax and things. Called my doctor's office, they told me to go up Hopkins. Still worked, I worked a 12-hour shift that day and went up Hopkins. I was still in the ER popping Xanax. They taking my EKGs and stuff, told me not to take no more. That night, transported me upstairs and the next day they did the stent.
So you literally endured a heart attack while you were on the job here and you finished your shift.
Not only that, be about like a year and a half before that, a stroke. I was over there making spaghetti. Had numbness in my arm all the way up to here, didn't even realize it. And I did experience a lot here. But I mean, you know, I'm still here, so. I don't know if it's dedication or just crazy.
It's 1 hour of radio, one city block, everybody's story.
Out of the blocks.
2100 East Monument Street.
You know, some people want ketchup on the wings, on the fries, just one wing.
A little salt and pepper, that's good, and a little bit of ketchup.
My name is Helen Shin, and we are at Northeast Market on 2101 East Monument Street, Baltimore, Maryland.
Can I get three drumsticks and a water gizzard?
And gizzards, yep. Anything else? Actually, my parents came here first to the States 2 years before we came. And then they started actually at my aunt's basement. They didn't even have anywhere to live. So for 2 years, they worked, I guess, wherever they could to raise money to bring us over here. So we came over here with myself and my two siblings, 1999, when I was 9 years old.
You want anything on your drumsticks? See, so.
So I think I was 6 or 7 when they first told me that they were gonna come to the States. I mean, I was too young to understand. Like, I didn't even know what
America was. But they're like, oh, you know, we're not going to be here. We're leaving. So, you know, please be good with your grandma. And we'll come and get you soon. Actually, my mom came back to Korea so that she could take all of us. And my dad stayed in the States while she did. So she just came and she said, okay, we're going to America. We're getting on the plane. And I said, okay. And we landed in Dulles in Washington. And my first impression was that everyone in America seemed to know everyone, because when you go past someone and you get an eye contact with them, they would say hi to you. Since middle school, I came out and helped them here. And I would work all summer as a cashier, and each week I would get $40, which is like a lot if you're a middle school student. And then that continued until I was in high school, and they told me, you know, if you work this summer and get only $40 a week, we'll buy you a car. And I said, okay. So, you know, everything that my parents do, of course, you know, working here could be easy for me, but, you know, they made it so that, you know, I can really, you know, work hard and for getting something that I really want. And I think that's what I'm learning here, you know, even till now.
아빠나 엄마도 우리 저 패밀리 우리 딸 두 딸하고 아들 하나가 있는데 너무너무 감사하죠. 너무너무 잘 커주고 잘하고 그래서 지금 미국에 사는 게 정말 행복하다고.
He's saying that he's really thankful for us, the two daughters and the one son that he has, and he's just really happy living here. Sorry.
It's like a free therapy session,
yeah,
right?
All right.
So what you're hearing in the chopping is taking off what they call the crown bone, which is where the head would connect. If you're hearing a swooshing or anything of that nature, that would be the actual stripping of the skin. We're located in the Northeast Market. My name is Shannon Rose, third generation of a company that I represent is Shores Fish Market and Carry Out, previously known as Shores Fish Market. History would start in 1943. It would be my mother's father, my grandfather, street A-rabber in the streets of Baltimore. They would gather 3-4 o'clock in the morning, load up the wagons, horse and buggies, and travel the streets of Baltimore. Somewhere in the midst, he wound up buying a small setup from a gentleman who was on the corner of what is known now as the Northeast Market. He made that small purchase, which I am told consists of a couple sawhorses, maybe a metal pan for him to put his displays on, and built the business from there from 1943 till present, which 2016.
Rosie Bowen, Rose's Bakery, 2101 East Monument Street. When I was in school, my parents or my dad used to come pick me up every day at 3 o'clock, and he'd bring me here, so it was the choice of doing my homework or washing dishes. So, of course, a kid, you're going to do the dishes instead of homework.
She's a wonderful kid. She's 37 years old now, and her mother teaches her well, and I teach her the best I know, to my knowledge, and she's carrying on very good. She's got two different bloods. Her mother was Polish, and her father Indian.
I'm a part of the Lumbee community here in Baltimore through my father's side, through my mother's side. She was of Polish descent that grew up in Fells Point. He used to go into the bar that my grandmother had down on Broadway and drink. And he was in love with my grandmother, but of course she was older than him. So my grandmother loved him so much that she offered her daughter.
Sure. James Boynes, and the name of my shop is Rosie's Bakery. I wanted to do something I had never done, and I didn't even know how to bake a biscuit. But when I got into it, I just begin to love it, and it's a good living.
Can I ask your age?
81. When I was a young man, my daddy was a farmer. I worked the farm till I was 19 years old. Then I came into Baltimore, and I've done all kinds of little different things. One of the best jobs I ever had, I had a 6 or 8 month job in Washington, D.C. at the White House of working. We painted up all the things there one time.
Who was the president at the time?
Tricky Dick Nixon. He was sitting on the sun porch one day drinking scotch, drinking and praying. He was in all the deep trouble about to be impeached in all that Watergate. And Mr. Henry Kissinger come by and said, "Mr. President, you got yourself in a very fine mess this morning." He said, "If you was a good Jew, you'd be down here praying and drinking with me." I never forget that. That's a true story.
My name is Kiki from Pershay Store. We are at Northeast Market, 2101 East Monument Street. Our best sales are the cocoa mango, lemongrass, the African oranges for makeup removal and light acne. Our grapefruit antifungal soap for your feet.
You believe in the product?
Yeah, I'll use it too.
You have a lovely complexion.
Thank you. Thank you.
Kiki, your face has a lot of personality. You have some interesting scars. Do you mind letting me ask to tell the story about that?
When I was 16, I got mauled by 2 pit bulls, and I was in hospital for 2.5 months. I was unconscious, but they told me after I gained consciousness, they told me they was feeding the dogs gunpowder and red meat, and they was fighting dogs. Sometimes I be having nightmares about it. That's why half the time I be up in the middle of the night time.
What's it like for you? I mean, do you to be around dogs now? Did that mess you
up? Actually, no, it didn't. Actually, my mom got, my godmother got 2 pits, but they house trained. They're not going to attack unless you tell them. When somebody try to hurt you, they right there. Somebody trying to break in, that's not my fault.
From 2100 East Miami Street, it's out of the block. More after the break, y'all. Don't touch that dial. Don't go nowhere. We be right here.
Out of the Blocks is made possible with grant funding from the William G. Baker Jr. Memorial Fund and the Cohen Opportunity Fund.
From 2100 East Monument Street, it's Out of the Blocks.
A simple concept from the minds of Aaron Hinken and Wyndham Patrick.
1 hour radio, 1 city block, everybody's story.
Everybody's story.
We're here at the Northeast Market, and we do our day at the market here on the second and last Wednesday of each month. My name is Barbara Bakes Hopkins, and I serve as a community engagement coordinator for Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and for the Institute for Clinical and Translational Research. Hopkins has been around for some time. As you realize, they're celebrating their centennial this year. And what they've done is to bridge what we've had over the years, a disconnect. So with the Day at the Market program, we have the opportunity to bring Hopkins staff and professionals, researchers, to come down and share their information.
My name is Fred Ayers. I'm a summer intern at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. I think inherently most students at Hopkins are concerned about current health disparities. So if they're not here engaging with these populations, I think it's almost antithetical to the kinds of mission that they are purporting to be a part of.
My name is Sharon Hunt. I'm not a member of the Hopkins staff. I'm a resident of this community. There are obviously a prestigious medical research giving entity in an area that needs a lot of help. And their relationship with the locals has been distant, strained, and they're realizing that they should do better.
The development Hockman's doing is good. They moved a lot of neighborhood people out, which killed a lot of the drugs in the area, which was good. But also they moved out a lot of good people, people that lived around here for 30, 40 years, elderly people that didn't want to move, but they was basically forced out from the Hockman's plan. But since then, they done did a lot. It's pretty good. David Tyson, custodian supervisor. This is Northeast Market, 2101 East Miami Street. Keeping the market clean, making sure the restrooms are good, the outside, the tables, make sure the customers are all right when they come in here, stuff like that.
How long have you been here at Northeast Market?
18 years. A lot of different people from all walks of life that I have met. I met a lot of good people from the neighborhood, from John Hockman's, from city workers, police officers, firefighters. I think I met a little bit of everybody in it. I like people. I didn't know this 25 years ago. You know, if you'd have met me 25, 30 years ago, you'd be like, no, that's not a guy I want to be around. You know, from the area that I come from and what I used to do, you know what I'm saying, that you wouldn't have wanted to be around. But as I got older and I learned, I found out that I'm more of a people person than I thought I was, you know, and I enjoy it.
This is nice. This is the best spot right here, right where we're standing.
What do you like to get here?
I get the salmon platter, broccoli, and the steamed salmon. My name is Rock from the east side, Baltimore, southeast area, Quadrant area. I went through a tragic event. I'm a brutality victim. I had my hands up the whole time throughout the whole abuse, and I ain't resist throughout the whole abuse.
So there's like a YouTube video of what happened to you?
Yeah, I do have a YouTube, hashtag justice. Number 4, Rock, R-O-C-K.
Look, he ain't doing nothing. Look, he ain't doing nothing. Look.
September the 23rd, 2014. My life changed since that day. I went through all the abuse. I went through the headlock. I went through the tase. I went through them being on top of you with a tase gun, but I just happened to survive. So it's like, I can't think my situation is like it's greater than anyone else. I'm just part of I'm drafted into society where people lose their life off untrained situations, or some officers say it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I wish that I can change is I can get back that day before that day happened, that very hour, that very day. I'm not the same as I was. It's like the remorse of myself kind of disappeared. I ain't as nice as I used to be.
Quand son amour il m'a tout pardonné, voilà pourquoi je me mets à chanter. Je suis heureuse car Jésus m'a sauvée. Dès le matin, les oiseaux.
As you can tell, we're not singers.
Yeah, we're not singers.
Hi, my name is Renee. We're downtown Baltimore, on the corner of Monument Street and Chester Street.
And tell me what you're doing out here today.
We're proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, how he loves every one of us, and just to encourage people to love God, to get to know him, because oftentimes we have a misconception about who God is. We're from Canada.
I'm from Montreal, Canada.
You came from Canada to the 2100 block of Monument Street.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Yes.
How does Baltimore compare to Montreal?
It's the same, you know. Yeah, people are lost, people need, you know, they need Jesus. You know, it's the same thing. People have the same needs, whether they are rich or poor. We all have the same need. There's a void, you know, in our soul. It needs to be filled, you know, with his love.
Just sitting here doing what I got to do, just chilling out. That's all I can do. But right now, until something really pick up, until something come through, and that'd be it for me, you know. Go back to work whenever there's some work out there when they started. But that's the main thing. I want to go back to work. I've ever had a job still doing this. 2100 East Monument Street. They call me Jimmy.
How do you make ends meet these days without a job? I mean, how are you stringing things together?
Well, I'm a little loose, man. I'm up in state to myself, and that's it. Yeah. Have to do something out here. You try to survive since ain't no job, nothing like that out here. So
you like you buy a pack of Newports, and then you just kind of sell them off one by one, $1 a piece.
No, like two for $1, one for $50. Yeah.
And that's enough to buy another pack of smokes and then have money left over for whatever else.
That's right. Buy some more cigarettes and everything. Buy me smoking and everything. I keep my habits up and everything. So therefore, that's how I do it. More like that. That's, you know, that's it. You have to accept what you can get.
My name is Edward Yu. My business is a Miracle Week Boutique, 2108 East Monument Street. Mostly wig and human and synthetic hair. 눈이 굉장히 많이 왔을 때 있지.
So last year when the time when there was a lot of snow, two ladies came in. And one lady was looking around and the other lady asked to look at specific objects that he needed to take out and show her. So he takes out about like two at a time. And they had about eight objects like on the desk. And then while she was looking at it, her other friend asked for a question. And while he turned around to help her, the other one scooped everything up and ran out. And that was about even more than what he, those eight objects worth more than what he earned that day. So he just needed to get those back. So he ran out. What happened was the girl fell because of the snow. And so his wife went and grabbed what she could and ran in the store. And then he kind of pressed her down to grab the other objects that she missed. And as fast as he could, he just grabbed what he could and ran into a store. And he was trying to lock the door. The girl came and tried to open it, and they were basically fighting in front of the door. And he somehow was able to lock it. And then what the girl did, she found a bottle from the trash can, and she started banging the door with the glass bottle. At that point, they've called the police, and then he realized he should take a picture. So when he tried to take a picture, the girls ran away.
왜냐하면 지금 너무 머리가 아프니까 그리고
There's a lot of stress in working here, and I also get stressed out of the type of person I became and having to react that way.
I have, you know, big problem with money. Business very slow, and I need to close my store because, you know, nothing for here.
When you're done with this business, how will you feel? Will you feel relieved? Disappointed?
Free. I'm free. Yeah. Headache. You know, cunning headache.
Mm-hmm. We're on Monument and Carlton Street. DJ Gaz, Baltimore Finest.
Tell me how you got your nickname.
DJ Gaz. I started DJing maybe when I was 11 or 12 years old. And the older people, but you know, the outfits I would wear, oh man, you jazzy, you playing the music, you know, at a young age. That's where the nickname came from. They gave me the name, I stuck with the name, here I am with the name, so, you know.
It suits you, you got it right there on your...
On my chain, yeah, I have it on my chain. Yes, anything's possible, man, you know. Hey, now, how you doing? You know, I do it all. I just don't sit still.
CDs and movies, y'all. CDs and movies.
I'm a vendor. I'm on Miami Street. We have CDs, movies. We have household things, pepper spray, hats, umbrellas. We have it all. You know, you have to also have a side gig with a job, really, to make it here, you know, and that helps a lot. Hey, how you doing, baby?
Yeah? How you doing? My name is Terry F. The Headline Man, a man of God. Right here down here by Northeast Market, 2100 East Monument Street. It's just money to pay my bills and stuff because I was in an accident and I'm hurt and I can only stand a little bit and you know, just move about a little bit. So I found something that is easy for me to, you know, survive on because you just can't survive with no one else helping you and you're by yourself. And once you do enough cars, you add up your money at the end of the week, and if a bill is paid, praise be to God, you have enough just to pay that bill and you do it all over again.
You're out here cleaning and polishing headlights in this parking lot on cars. And I just saw you do a job for a couple of young women in a car. Yeah. Then they tell me what happened.
The lady handed me the money to Some people hand you the money before they go in. And I'm a man of God, and I say, no, I'd rather you give it to me when you come back, that you see I did the job. I didn't just take your money once you gave me your money and I ran off. So when I get to do the job and it's done and everybody coming by said, that's real nice. And then when they come out, I said, how do you like it? And she said, oh yeah, I spent the money. So what am I supposed to do? But instead of me arguing with her, I just say, God bless you, ma'am. You have that one. That's on you, okay? It's not about coming out your character, because you run into these kind of people every day. And it's the way you can conduct yourself to make you a better individual. But you have those individuals just hard-hearted like Pharaoh. But God used him to get his glory that people would see and understand, you know?
What happened to you, by the way?
I was in a car accident, and my sixth vertebrae is crushed. And I feel the pain as I'm sitting here talking to you, but I've been bearing with it for years and stuff. You know what I mean? Just God is a healer, and I just keep going on this verse, and I'm healed by his stripes. So with that, it carries me through the day.
My name is Bumi Owodrigbe. The name of the business is True Care Pharmacy and Medical Equipment. I came from Nigeria. My intention was to be a medical doctor, but along the line, because I couldn't get admission to study medicine, I have to settle for pharmacy. So, and here I am today. I saw this building, it was on foreclosure. So, and I've been having a dream of having my own pharmacy. So I went for it. Then January 4th, I officially opened this place and I started running the pharmacy. Starting this pharmacy is a big, big step for me. And it's one of my most and biggest accomplishments so far in life. And I'm grateful to God. Yeah, I'm grateful to God. Ba 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 ba. It's a Christian song. It's saying Baba Eshiwu Baba. Just saying thank you, Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Ba 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 ba. Eshiwu Baba. Eshiwu Baba.
You've been listening to Out of the Blocks from the minds of radio producer Aaron Hinkin and music producer Wendell Patrick.
You can podcast this series and check out photos and videos online at wypr.org/out of the blocks.
Special thanks this episode to Alicia Shin for Korean translations.
감사합니다, Mrs. Shin.
Aaron and Wendell wants to thank every one of us who took a leap of faith and share our stories and our lives.
For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. This is 2100 East Miami Street. Signing off. Have a blessed day.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
I got some nice shades over here.